Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It invites a massive curiosity for the mind, which I'm very conscious of where the questions are coming from in this conversation, as to why present yourself as this mirage? Why does the mirage exist if our true nature is mirageless?
Well, if you're absolute, what do you know? What can you say? What can you do? Nothing.
Yeah, you just... Perfect. I don't want to say perfect, but you're kind of perfect.
So it vibrates and expresses into different pattern shapes and forms to express it, experiences. So that's all that's happening, creating these patterns. And the trees, flowers, and everything, and expressions of it, which experiences itself in these patterns. And that's all they really are, pattern shapes and forms, illusionary. So.
And there's this real hankering of attachment then as one of those forms that we have with this sense of I, and as you were alluding to, there's this, well, sincere sense of suffering that, touch wood, can come from this high level of attachment. Even looking at what some of, well, upon having researched a lot through the podcast, like people's biggest fear is usually passing on and transitioning and death. How does the awareness of space as you described it, like, you know, for those that are attached to this reality, it can be quite a detaching sort of, there's a fear to that detachment. But yeah, can you speak to that fear and how potentially?
Well, that's what they tell you in the scriptures, detach, it's attachment, it's the problem, it's not the story. So we think about this body mind, the story comes up. And the story goes on and on and on, and all sorts of things happen from that story. Well, what happened without settle back in the real detach? That's what they tell you, detach from it. We're not attaching to it, we're just leaving. What's wrong with it right now if you don't think about it? Well, to do that, you've got to pause the thought. Try and pause. I thought, what you can say without a thought, what you can't say. It's good, bad, pleasant, painful, happy, sad, or anything at all. But do you disappear? You don't disappear without the thought. You're still breathing, the heart's still beating, the functioning is still going on. The thought has ceased from that. When you can't stop, which thoughts arise, thoughts come up. What's your next thought going to be? You say, I don't know. Then you know. The thought will come up. And you grasp and say, oh, I think. As soon as you say, oh, I think, you form the subject. I think, me. This conceptual image now become a think. And the thoughts come up, become the object. So thinker and thought, subject, all dualism. But can there be a thinker without thinking? Can there be the thought without thinking? And thinker and thought are really only thought, vibration, movement of energy, word. That's the same with the seer. The thought I see cannot see. The thought I hear cannot hear. You're seeing through the eye, but the eye's not saying I see. The thought comes up and translates. Thinking through this shape and form, through the brain and all that functioning in there, and the thought I think cannot think. The thought I can think can't see. The thought I feel can't feel. The thought I hear can't hear. There is seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, thinking, feeling. All these things are there spontaneously and naturally. As soon as we put the label on them, this conceptual image, we've gone back in this idea that we're a separate entity again. And me is the cause of all my psychology and stuff. It's only me that can be defeated. It's only me that can be unhappy, depressed, anxious, guilty, jealous, envy. Me is the cause. And the effects are anger, the fear, the depression, the guilt, those thoughts, thought, feeling, emotion. And when it comes to thought first, then feeling, and sensation, when that sensation comes up and feeling, we put all these labels, good, bad, thing. Only me that we're unhappy, so me is the cause of all my psychological suffering. What happens if I see that the me, the cause, is just a concept, it's not what I really am, and ask the simple question, can there be an effect if I'm not relating to a cause? There can't be an effect if not related. So there goes your karma.
I was going to say this. What about karma? Yeah.
There's cause and effect. It's not related to a cause, it's not going to be anything. All this bullshit about. If it's not related, and nature unfolds of itself, settle back into nature, but it takes you where it takes you. Amazing enough. And that's pretty hard to believe, because I've looked with self-centered for years and years and years, causing all sorts of stuff. But to turn me around and tell me to look at myself.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.